This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
More government guidelines. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Tuesday, March 17, St. Patrick's Day. Glad you're with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Officials hope that by encouraging Americans to restrict their travel for the next 15 days, the spread of the coronavirus will slow. Here are the new measures in place.
Stocks suffered more jaw-dropping losses. All three major indexes were down at least 12%. However, futures at this point are pointing to a higher open.
It's another big primary day in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, but Ohio is ordering its polls closed over health concerns.
And reviewing why we need all these government restrictions in place.
I do believe that the coronavirus poses a very severe public health threat to those who are older than 60, to people that are compromised with diabetes, heart, lung diseases, and weak immune systems, and those are the ones that are currently getting severely sick.
California Congressman Raul Ruiz, also an emergency room doctor, on why this coronavirus is raising so many alarms. Special edition coverage of the coronavirus continues this Tuesday. The government is out with a set of guidelines that Americans are being asked to follow for the next 15 days to prevent the further spread of the coronavirus. President Trump and other officials recommended that large portions of the population isolate themselves and everyone avoid social gatherings or groups of more than 10 people.
With several weeks of focused action, we can turn the corner and turn it quickly. A lot of progress has been made.
Americans should work from home if possible, avoid bars and restaurants, and avoid unnecessary shopping trips and social visits. And what about tests? Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
What we're going to start seeing is that there will always be people who are not getting the test or the results exactly when they want it. But that's going to be changing rapidly over the days and weeks.
Mr. Trump warned yesterday that the pandemic could stretch into July or August, far less optimistic than his earlier predictions that it could be over within weeks. The coronavirus pandemic has infected over 169,000 people and killed over 6,500 worldwide. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are banning gatherings of more than 50 people and discouraging travel from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Businesses are encouraged to follow that curfew as well, except for essential services like grocery stores, pharmacies, and gas stations. In addition to bars, gyms and theaters will close. Restaurants are limited to takeout or drive-through service. Schools are closed for the next few weeks. New York City is looking for space to turn into hospitals, including an empty hospital facility in Manhattan and an empty nursing home in Brooklyn. On the other coast, residents in six San Francisco Bay Area counties will be confined to their homes for the next 3 weeks under a new shelter-in-place order, which goes into effect today and will affect nearly 7 million people. Dr. Sarah Cody is director of the Santa Clara County Public Health Department.
All businesses with a facility in any of the seven Bay Area jurisdictions, except essential businesses, are required to cease all activities beyond minimum basic operations.
Folks are to avoid unnecessary travel and only leave their homes for food, medicine, and exercise. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 3,000 points yesterday, an indication that investors may not feel that steps from the Federal Reserve won't prevent a recession caused by the coronavirus. The S&P 500 is down 30% from its peak, reached less than a month ago. Shares in Apple and Microsoft each dropped more than 12% yesterday. Mark Hamrick is senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
At some point, the worst will be behind us, as it was during the financial crisis. I think it's reasonable to expect, and I think this is the consensus, is that unlike the financial crisis, this should not be a years-long exercise, more like months.
Further analysis now from Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent at Fox Business Network. Charlie, what do you see here?
The Friday run-up was probably an overreaction because there was some what's known as short covering involved in that. On some positive news, people took profits when they were betting that the markets would go down. They did the day before. So as soon as positive news came, they covered their positions. One way you do that is by buying stock. So it's not exactly a conviction trade. It's a technical aspect of the markets pushing it up. So you had that. So it was overbought, so to speak. Then you had the weekend where this thing looks like our public health officials essentially said it's not contained and it's going to get pretty bad. I mean, if you're not even reading between the lines, that's what Dr. Fauci said over the weekend. Yeah. And on top of that, it's the realization that, the Fed, even though it cut rates to zero, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, and the QE provides, they basically printed money is what they did, that's not really going to get at the heart of the problem. 2008, those are sort of like band-aids, not band-aids, but remedies for what they did, what happened in 2008. But that was a liquidity process or problem that affected banks. So QE, printing money, low interest rates, that all does help the banking sector come back because they were under incredible stress and essentially insolvent. Those measures don't necessarily affect the economic calamity that's about to affect middle America and small businesses. See, small businesses, the way they're going to need is temporary loans to get them through this thing. And the Fed taking the Fed funds rate to zero does not help the small businessman. They're going to have to start lending to small businesses in order to prevent mass bankruptcies, because small businesses that rely on consumer spending, whether it's restaurants, flower shop, you name it, any type of service industry, that's going to be impacted. They have decent businesses when, during normal economic times, right? But they're going to hit now a liquidity crisis like the banks did. But QE helps banks. QE does not help small businesses.
Speaking with Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent at Fox Business Network, talking about another rough day for stocks. Finish up with this. What does Wall Street, you think, Charlie, want to see at this point before it starts breathing a sigh of relief? And maybe the bloodletting stops.
Well, it depends on what you consider Wall Street. Average investors, if that's what you mean, and I think that's what you mean, and big-time investors, because they all kind of work off the same data, what they're looking for is some semblance of data about how widespread this coronavirus is. Once we get that, in terms of, mass testing and, once we see just how much this is going to hit, then you can say, well, we're going to have 3 weeks of rough sledding where everybody's going to be quarantined and no one's going to be spending money and the economy's going to get hit and businesses are going to get hammered and, Apple's stock is going to fall, Tesla's stock is going to fall, or we're going to have 3 months. I mean, I think that's the real sort of waiting game, is just the data on the virus. And you keep hearing from the federal government that it's about to happen, the deluge of people going into the hospital and getting sick is about to happen. You just don't get the impression it's happening, but the deluge hasn't hit just yet, so we don't know just how bad this is going to get. Now maybe there's God spares, maybe this is the worst it's going to be. I obviously most people don't believe that, but if it is, then we took all the right precautions and we nipped it in the bud. But I think there's going to be rough sledding for the next 2 weeks, and Wall Street is going to be extremely volatile. Listen, 2.5-3 weeks ago I went on Hemmer's show on Fox News and I said, listen, my view is go into cash now. I mean, I didn't think it would get this bad. Mm-hmm. I was basically saying, listen, I did say this, get a 30% cash cushion so you can be opportunistically buy stocks. I didn't think it was going to get this bad.
Thanks, Charlie. Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent at Fox Business Network. 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here, Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Glad you're with us. The coronavirus pandemic is causing uncertainty around voting as we begin today, another big Tuesday for the Democratic presidential race. An Ohio court last night rejected Governor Mike DeWine's request to postpone the voting today. However, Ohio's top health official is ordering polls closed as part of a health emergency. Three other states set to hold primaries today. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois appear to be going forward as planned, but each state moved some polling places away from sites like nursing homes. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey.
We've made sure that election officials have the equipment and support they need for the polling places to function.
Across the country, voters are likely to see several precautionary measures, such as frequently cleaned voting machines and available hand sanitizer. 20 minutes after the hour on this morning, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
With borders slamming shut, schools and businesses closing, and increasingly drastic restrictions on movement in place, tens of millions of people are hunkering down, heeding government calls to isolate themselves and slow the spread of the new coronavirus. President Trump says there's no way of knowing when this will be under control.
We'll see what happens, but they think August, could be July, could be longer than that.
Officials in seven San Francisco Bay Area counties have issued a sweeping shelter-in-place mandate.
Number two.
U.S. stock futures are rising this morning, suggesting equity markets could regain some ground after a punishing sell-off yesterday. Sudeep Reddy of Politico says concerns about a recession are legitimate due to the near-complete shutdown of transportation, hospitality, and entertainment.
All of that is leading to what is clearly a sharp economic contraction in the economy, and the task for policymakers is to figure out how to prevent it from becoming a deeper and longer recession, or perhaps worse.
Number three.
Researchers have begun tests of an experimental coronavirus vaccine with four healthy volunteers in Seattle. Researchers at Kaiser Permanente Washington Research Institute gave a shot to each person, part of an early safety study that will track how 45 people fare. The shots were developed by the National Institutes of Health in record time, but experts say it will be at least a year before any vaccine is ready for widespread use. The Democratic presidential primary is consumed with uncertainty after leaders in Ohio called off today's election just hours before polls were set to open. Election officials in Arizona, Illinois, and Florida are moving forward with plans to vote. The Kentucky Derby is being postponed from May to September because of the pandemic. Churchill Downs will postpone the Derby from May 2nd to September 5th. That would mark the first time in 75 years that the race won't be run on the first Saturday in May. And a collection of supposedly valuable Dead Sea Scroll fragments on display at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. has been found to be fake. After 6 months of analysis, experts released a 200-page report detailing how the fragments were forged, likely made from old shoe leather. The museum was opened by evangelical Christian and billionaire Steve Green in 2017. Green has not disclosed how much was paid for the 16 fragments, but similar authentic artifacts may be sold for millions.
Holy cow.
Whoops.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Thanks, Jen. 23 minutes after the hour.
I've got that electricity charge inside. Energy like the lightning strike. Take one spark and I will ignite. Never stopping, I won't stand by.
Now that Human Resources Director Ryan Lee has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's really on top of his game. He even has his own hype song.
I'm the best beyond belief. I got strength and got the speed. I've got the
entire workforce, complete with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
No, nobody catching up. Then I'm faster, strong enough. I've got that electricity charging sense. Take one spark in.
I'm attracting and engaging the best people every step of the way.
Never stopping, I won't stand by.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Never stopping, I won't stand by.
Thanks for being with us.
in cities and towns across the nation. Schools are closing. Public auctions are going online. Music clubs are shuttering. This so-called cancel culture caused by the coronavirus doesn't even take into account things like pro sports leagues suspending their schedules to keep large crowds from gathering. More from Marco Della Cava, national correspondent at USA Today. Marco, set this up.
Everyone's being told to hunker down. And what does that mean? And we don't know. I mean, we can take a look at Italy because they've been told to hunker down big time. The streets are totally empty, totally deserted. You're allowed to go out just to buy groceries, and that's it. It's like a ghost town. It's like a movie set. Are we headed for that?
Boy, you talk to a woman, too, who organizes like these events, too, and she's taking a big hit, right? She's having a tap dance with her clients and stuff. I mean, explain her world.
Yeah, she's a big events planner from conferences and marketing seminars to weddings out of Los Angeles. And I caught her actually as she was wrapping up a three-day conference of events planners in Las Vegas. And she said, we're kind of all devastated. She said, I mean, if this gets significantly worse, a lot of the people that I just, you know, hung out with and talked to will have no businesses in 2 or 3 months. Because she said everybody's inbox is just flooded with one cancellation after the next.
Even in your neck of the woods there, Bob Weir, the guitarist for the Grateful Dead, he's putting the closed sign on the outside of his venue.
That's right. He's got a great little club called Sweetwater in a town called Bill Valley. And I checked online, and sure enough, if it's standing room, which mostly it is, it's a max capacity of 300. And Governor Gavin Newsom of California the other day, like many other governors, said, hey, no good gatherings over 250 people. So I think the folks at the club just sort of weighed the options and said, you know, for the greater good, we're gonna shut down.
You said in your story too, xenophobia is on the rise. What are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately, this thing started hit the national news here when it started in China, and so a lot of Asians and Asian Americans, whether they're Chinese or not, have been targeted by people who sort of are venting their anger somewhere. One gentleman in Central California, you know, had sort of expletives spray painted on his car, and it, you know, basically saying, "Asians, go home. We don't want your flu." Well,
jeez.
This is now in sort of, you know, 50 countries or whatever it is. It's not a Chinese virus; it's a global virus at this point. So, unfortunately, that's been something the Asian Americans here in the country have had to deal with.
Thanks, Marco. Marco Della Cava, national correspondent at USA Today. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Let me tell you about my new favorite way to pass the time while commuting. It's the app called Blinkist. Blinkist works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and whittles it down to just 15 minutes. Successful people like business leaders are well known for reading self-improvement books. I just finished listening to Snowball, a Warren Buffett biography. Listen to Blinkist while commuting or maybe exercising, even while you're waiting for your kids to finish practice. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestseller lists as well as the classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read. I also like listening to some of the history titles since I never had much good history in school. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/morning to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/morning to start your free 7-day trial. You'll also save 25%, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/morning.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Hey, thanks for being with us and welcome into Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Americans asked to restrict travel for the next 15 days. Residents in the San Francisco Bay Area told to shelter in place. Ohio calls off primary voting today with regards to coronavirus. Another brutal day in the stock market, although futures are up at this point. USA Today says former heavyweight boxing champ Leon Spinks is fighting for his life at age 66, battling cancer and dementia. ABC will bring back Nightline at 11:30 since Jimmy Kimmel is airing repeats. And the St. Patrick's Day concert that'll be streamed for free tonight. That story in about 20 minutes. Continuing our special edition coverage of the coronavirus, are all these precautions and other rules necessary for dealing with the outbreak? Do we need a national curfew at this point? We're joined now by Congressman Raul Ruiz, who represents part of Southern California, also is an emergency room physician. Congressman, give us your medical perspective.
I do believe that the coronavirus poses a very severe public health threat to those who are older than 60, to people that are compromised with diabetes, heart, lung diseases, and weak immune systems. And those are the ones that are currently getting severely sick. Otherwise, it's just so important to do our part to prevent the spread of this disease to our neighbors and our family members.
All right. So we've got all these measures, right, from the local, state, federal level, curfews, restaurants and school closings, gatherings limited to no more than 50 people in some places. The president on Monday said, you know, even less than 10 is better. But, you know, some of my friends have asked me, like, well, we don't do this for the regular flu. Why are we doing this for this purpose?
The reason why we're doing this for this purpose is because this virus can be spread without an individual showing symptoms or even with mild symptoms of cold-like symptoms like the sore throat or a mild cough, etc. And that means that it will spread faster and wider into the general population. Now, the concern is not necessarily the health effects it has on young and healthy individuals. The concern it has is the health effects it has on seniors who have never been exposed and people with underlying health compromised diseases that will put them at higher risk of severe illnesses, pneumonias, sepsis, and being needing care in the ICUs. And the breaking point is when the amount of patients that go into our healthcare system in the front lines is higher than the amount of equipment we have to support them, as well as the doctors and nurses that are well enough to take care of them. And don't forget, I'm just talking about the coronavirus patients. We still have the normal heart attacks and strokes and traumas that also need those ICU beds.
Yeah.
So we're at a point where we need to really aggressively prepare for these types of needs and avoid reaching that breaking point and hold the line.
How about the warmer weather that's starting to arrive? I'm here in the Northeast. Will that help things or is that unknown?
You know, in general, respiratory viruses tend to thrive in cold, damp, wet climates. However, because this virus is new and because this virus is now on the upswing, then it is unclear whether the weather is going to make a difference. It's good to hope that it does. However, we can expect that it will. And as soon as the tests are available, you're going to start to see a dramatic increase and a strong sense of how widespread this virus already is. And that means that it's going to be a while before we start to get a hold of this thing.
We're speaking with California Congressman Raul Ruiz. He is also an emergency physician, represents southern parts of Southern California. We're talking about the coronavirus. Do we need a nationwide curfew?
No, I don't think a curfew is necessary. I do think that if the CDC is recommending that we don't gather in groups larger than 10, that businesses and organizations that have events, meetings, should make the decisions to do work via telework and not congregate in groups more than 10. Even though it may seem that you're okay because nobody around you has symptoms, keep in mind that this virus can pass through people who are asymptomatic.
Are there lessons here, Congressman, from other countries? I see Canada has closed its borders. Do we need that?
No. I think that at some point there may be a necessity to do that. I think that other countries right now are closing their borders so no Americans can go into their countries because of the upswing in our own country right now, which is important measures. I do think that we need to really learn from this. And as a disaster-trained specialist, it is important to note that clear, concise, accurate, consistent information, transparent to the American people, will save lives. Because if you have mixed messages, discrepancies, if you downplay the crisis, then people will be late in adopting the measures that can mitigate the effects of this virus.
Thanks, Doctor. It's Congressman Raul Ruiz. Represents part of Southern California, also an emergency room physician. By the way, the House yesterday passed some changes to the sweeping coronavirus relief bill. The Senate could take it up this week. If passed, relief would be given to millions of Americans, such as low-income pregnant women, homebound seniors, and workers who lose their jobs over the crisis. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Glad you're with us. Welcome into Tuesday, St. Patty's Day. It's time now for the mic drop with This Morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it seems that it takes a village to get the message out to people to keep their distance and stay home during the coronavirus outbreak. Despite pleas from government officials, not everyone is heeding the warnings. That forced one pilot in Austria to get creative in his bid to get the word out. The pilot, named Weiner Neustadt, took off yesterday morning and landed 24 minutes later, having traveled some 70 miles and spelled out a message with his flight path: stay home. The message could be seen in the flight radar tracker and was shared by the site's Twitter account, where it promptly, no pun intended, went viral.
Wow.
Yes, we got to do what we got to do here.
I saw something yesterday too about, I guess there were two Italians who were walking locally in their neighborhood with their dogs,
okay,
and just encountered each other on the streets, just sort of passed each other,
yeah,
and somebody had shouted, you know, in Italian, andate tu casa, like, go home.
Right.
I thought, man, you can't even go out and walk your dog.
Yes.
People are enforcing rules on each other.
Certainly not within 6 feet of each other.
Yeah.
He's going to stay across the street. And this one is a bit of a head-scratcher, pun intended. A construction hat that fell into the Mississippi River 5 years ago was found in an unusual place, 4,300 miles away in Ireland. Liam McNamara said he found the hat adorned in LSU's purple and gold colors on a beach in County Clare and sought help from social media in tracking down the original owner of the headwear. McNamara was helped on his quest by a sticker on the side of the hat belonging to Operating Engineers Local 25, which led him to a man named Matthew Bonnet. Bonnet said he'd been working on the Mississippi in Louisiana in 2015 when his hat fell in and then started its 5-year journey down the river, through the Gulf, and across the Atlantic. The hat will have a much quicker journey back to its original owner, with McNamara saying he will mail it back to Bonnet.
That's crazy. Wow.
I mean, that's a journey. I mean, again, not only, like I said, down the river, you know, through the Gulf of Mexico and across the Atlantic and way north too, right? Not
you're
even
right.
Straight across.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, you're obviously at the mercy of wherever the currents are going to take you.
Jeez.
I guess it floats too. I guess those hats float.
That was my other question.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they floated.
Yeah, yeah. So... Unbelievable.
That is insane.
Not sure how long it took, but I mean, at least a few years for it to end up on the beach.
Right. And so the guy in Ireland, his name is Liam McNamara.
Yes.
You sure that's definitely an Irish name? We just confirm that? Liam McNamara.
Yeah. He may be an Irish native.
That's like Michael Gavin. Like, there's just no mistaking where that name is.
Perhaps
originated.
A distant relative.
Thanks, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class, I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class, I am.
Supporting our entire workforce, everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
Thanks for being with us. From the outside, it appears coronavirus is reshaping shopping behavior, but does that mean you should adjust yours too? NerdWallet has 3 tips to avoid being a victim of the coronavirus shopping frenzy. Number 1, don't shop just because you think you should. The higher retail prices for personal health items, such as hand sanitizers, are largely being triggered by this higher consumer demand. That's according to Christopher Newman, marketing professor at the University of Mississippi. Number two, don't worry about buying everything right now. Contrary to how it might look, the world will not be out of hand sanitizer forever, or toilet paper for that matter. And number three, don't leave yourself unprepared. For many Americans, it's still possible to go to the store as needed and shop like normal. But for at-risk groups or those assisting them who are facing high prices or shortages, try places that you don't usually shop to find these things, like office supply stores or even home improvement stores. Yep, they sell paper towels and soap. Check with the CDC to see what's recommended before you begin hunting for things. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Trump announced new coronavirus guidelines for at least the next 15 days, including that Americans should avoid groups of more than 10 people. In a briefing at the White House, he also urged people to avoid discretionary travel and going out to bars, restaurants, and food courts. He recommended that schools close. The stricter guidelines marked a shift for the president, who has repeatedly stated the virus is under control.
Number two.
All eyes on Wall Street this morning after stocks suffered their worst day in more than three decades as huge swaths of many economies came to a standstill with businesses and travel shut down due to the virus outbreak. Larry Kudlow is director of the National Economic Council.
We are going to be challenged, with no question about it.
Number three.
Daily life in much of California ground to a screeching halt as officials announced the strictest measures in the country in a desperate attempt to contain the spread of the virus. Sarah Cody is director of the Santa Clara County Public Health Department.
These new orders direct all individuals to shelter at their place of residence and maintain social distancing of at least 6 feet from any other person when outside their residence.
Residents can only leave their homes for essential activities that include buying food or medicine, seeing a doctor, or caring for a family member. Amazon plans to hire an additional 100,000 employees as millions of people turn to online deliveries at an unprecedented pace. Amazon plans to deploy the new workers to fuel its sprawling e-commerce machine and is raising pay for all employees in fulfillment centers, transportation, stores, and deliveries by $2 an hour through April. Amazon now pays $15 an hour as a starting wage to workers in its fulfillment centers. And here's a little good news as you're stuck at home. Comcast Universal Pictures says it's making its movies available to watch at home while they are still in theaters. A massive change from Hollywood's long-established business model that could upend the industry if other studios follow suit. Universal says by Friday, recently released films like The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma will be available for digital rental for $20. You'll then have 48 hours to watch the movie.
All right, pass the popcorn.
Yeah.
More of this stuff coming, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Glad you're with us. The Dropkick Murphys that you're hearing here have been playing St. Patrick's Day shows for 24 years. This year, the show, like most things, will be a little different. In an attempt to slow the spread of COVID-19, the band is canceling its regular concert, but will live stream a free performance this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Musicians streaming concerts, of course, isn't really anything new. YouTube has been streaming Coachella performances for years, and Apple and Amazon have live-streamed concerts and festivals. But those usually have in-person audiences, too. Engadget.com says this is one of the first, if not the first, major no-attendees concert due to the coronavirus outbreak. it may encourage other musicians to get creative with reaching their audiences. In the meantime, you can catch the Dropkick Murphys show on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook tonight. The Massachusetts punk band will start things off at Boston again at 7. As the band wrote on its website, the show must go on. Boston, by the way, has also canceled its annual St. Patrick's Day parade. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.